Shannon Exendine is here with us. As a matter of fact, you've got an event that you've organized for this Saturday. It's the Battle of the Food Trucks. And I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Glad to have you in here. We'll have you grab that microphone just right in front of you. And tell us a little bit about the Battle of the Food Trucks, where it's going to be taking place and who's going to be there.
Well, I came up with this idea because I know Mexico loves their food trucks. So I decided to bring in different kinds of food trucks from like Jeff City and Columbia, and of course some locals. And it's going to be at the West Plaza Shopping Center where old Country Market and Hickman's was. And it's this Saturday, going to run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Everybody's welcome. I know everybody's been talking about it and sharing it on social media and everything. And we're just going to have a good old time out there. You can come out. I picked out 20 people. They're going to buy from every food stand, and they're going to tell me which ones they like. But everybody else can tell me, too. Then after the event's over, I got a 4-foot trophy that the winner is going to get. Just show our appreciation, and hopefully we can do it again. And I have like 9 food trucks coming in. It's the locals are Ford's Foods, GPS Food Service, Sid Snacks, her half Royal Flush food truck's going to be there, Becky's Sit and Get's going to be there, and I got one out of Jeff City, which is a real good one. It's a Cajun Catfish House. I really love them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I got some out of Columbia's. The Big Cheese is coming in, and Gino's Italian Ice, which is just ices. Then I got one out of Curriesville. They're usually come here. It's a Garden of Eaton LLC.
A Garden of Eaton. I love that. Yeah. That name for the food truck. And you are going to have a lot of different variety of foods there. But there's going to be some local organizations that will be over there as well on Saturday, correct?
Yes. I'm going to have Heather Brinkley as Connor's Avengers going to be there. You know, me and Heather's friends, I've been supporting her with this from day one. You know, you can come out, talk to her, and see how she's doing, and she's trying to raise a little bit of money. She'll take donations. Then the other one is Kim Archer. She's going to do the Freedom of the
Road Riders.
Road Riders. You know, she's going to have some motorcycles come up. You know, it's just something for kids to come out, see the motorcycles and everything.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're just going to have a good time. A big old gathering.
Heck yeah, it'll be a family event. It's your birthday there, too. Yeah. People come out and wish you a happy birthday on Saturday. Yeah. So that'd be all right, too.
If everything goes good, I'll do it again. And I'm trying to get one in Centralia. So.
All right. Well, hopefully this one will be a success. 9 food trucks, 5 of them local, 1 from Jefferson City, 2 from Columbia, 1 from Curryville. You can get all kinds of food from ribs to ices to tacos and a little bit of everything else. It's the Battle of the Food Trucks. It's going to be taking place this Saturday in Mexico. Thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome, Matt. Thank you.